Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Thank God it's Friday. Happy New Year. I hear Richard, and I'm sure Dale is not far behind.
Aloha. I wanted to tell Richard, though, I just looked at the Hawaii paper, and the 12 to 18-foot waves were missing out.
Wow. Those are big.
Okay. I know. Yeah. That's nothing compared to what we normally photograph, about 25 or 30. Mm. But my doctor is saying the virus is spiking up like crazy in Hawaii. It's about 3,000 people have it, which is a lot. That's a lot
now,
for Hawaii.
Do you want me to say what my father told me about the virus?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this is, I don't know if I told you this earlier, and Barbara, I don't know if you know this, okay?
So, Johnny, before you do that, give out our phone number first.
All right, the number is 516-531-9874, okay?
For a free reading.
Right. Now, what happens is that we've been a little bit concerned because, you know, my nephew was exposed to the virus, and he has autism. He was, you know, in front of his bus. But see, here's the thing. What it is the difference between the Delta and the Omicron is that the Delta comes in through the lungs and the Omicron comes in through the nose. Because of that, there's almost no fatalities. But in a way, this Omicron might actually be a blessing in disguise, because if the people get Omicron and just get better, then it's sort of like nature's vaccine, so to speak, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. I checked with one of my doctors, and what they said was every time it mutates, it goes down lower and lower, so it's not as bad. The Omicron. So if it goes to something else, you know, it mutates, it goes to another virus, and it's not as bad as what was.
How do you feel about kids? Do you feel as strongly about vaccinating children or teenagers that you do about adults?
I feel everybody should get vaccinated. Doesn't matter the age. But it is proving that the vaccinations, and I've had three, Richard's had three, it's not really working. It goes down, after 6 months. And then we're open to getting the virus again. But I feel it helps a little bit. I don't know how much. But they're talking about giving us a 4-shot now. And in Israel, they're doing 4 shots. So I don't know. I don't think the vaccines are what they're referring to in the beginning, where they said, oh, go take the shots and you would end up in the hospital and you won't die. That's not true, you know, but at the same token, it is lessening the virus somewhat.
But it seems like if kids do get it and then do what Johnny was talking about, naturally overcome with their own natural way of vaccinating themselves, like chickenpox, because when I was young, they had us all on purpose get exposed to it around 5 years old so we could get it young, because it was so much worse when you were older. But then I am raising a child, and I went in when she was really young, and they vaccinated her for this horrible thing that I totally remember, because it was so horrible, chickenpox. They don't have to get it anymore, but they're not making them do it naturally. So I'm thinking, yes, it's better to get the vaccines to go through any virus.
Right.
But in
right.
case they don't
right.
get to the vaccine quickly enough, don't you think, just by what you read and everything, that it is less hard on a child than an adult?
It depends on the child, okay? You can't take an overall stance and say everybody. So I would say it depends on the child. What's going on, though, it's, I don't know, each state is different. Like Florida's going crazy. New York is going crazy. They're all going crazy. And if you notice, these are the people that were at, they even said on TV, the Macy's Day parades, or they go to parties and they're doing all that. And they're not wearing masks and they're getting the virus. Now, if everybody were to start wearing a mask and doing what they were told to do, we could get rid of this a lot faster. I'm not saying forever, but we could get rid of it. Don't forget, if anything, the mask helps you not get a cold and not get a flu. You know, so it does that. But as far as the Omicron, I don't know. Richard and I were out all day today. There was no people. I mean, we have restaurants shut down because the Omicron and COVID
no
is putting people out. I mean, it's pathetic. How is it in Florida, Johnny?
It's supposed to be pretty high. But, I mean, you know, like I said, my father's really not that worried about it. He says that, you know, I'm vaccinated. He's a doctor, so he told me, he says, well, you know, you're vaccinated, we all have our boosters, so, you know, I'm not that worried if I get it. It's, it's just that, you know, I am going to plan to see Barbara again, so I hope that by the time maybe I go see Barbara, maybe, you know, it will have us slowed down, and I'm going to talking to Barbara about when I'm going to go out to see her again, so.
Good luck. Good luck. You're looking at two or 3 years, if at all. This thing ain't going away. And if you want anybody
watching,
I'm not
talking about COVID. I'm talking about being able to see Barbara.
Well, how are you going to see her without a mask and with this disease going around?
Get on the airplane when you see her.
On the airplane is probably more one of the more dangerous things to do. If anything,
and
you'd be better off driving. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
People are vaccinated and they're still getting it.
You might be here with the flu, really bad flu, because you could still get it. You could still get it. It's not going to be as bad.
Yeah.
But your whole vacation may be, you know, in bed.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't understand, Johnny, is that this thing, whatever, the virus, you still can get it. It didn't say you couldn't get it. It just says it minimizes your chances. To put yourself in a situation with Barbara and you is not all that smart, because you don't want to get anything to her. She don't want to give anything to you. You got to wait till it settles down.
We have another
be settled down by May.
Too. Well, we have
I'm
another
sorry?
Person involved.
Yeah,
my
daughter. That's right. So you can't just
and
run
she
and say,
thinks-
well,
you guys, she thinks she has, and I think so as well, because, and right now she's recovering, and I will tell you this, because remember, I almost had her convinced to get the shot, the vaccine, but then I thought, well, maybe, what if it hurts her reproductive system, and then
no,
I see all the other kids are not, I mean, all of her friends, none of them are getting it. Well, lo and behold, her boyfriend's family, they all are against vaccinating altogether. So the father got it, then the mother got it, then the son, her boyfriend, got it. So right after that, she got it. So I'm thinking she probably did get it. But gosh, the symptoms were just so mild. Then I was kind of wondering. And then she got mad at me for not believing her. Well, how does she really know us? She has the virus. So my question
well, okay, here.
How
Barbara,
far
here.
After
Barbara.
Can you test?
Barbara, here are the signs. My husband had it, okay? And he had it for almost a year. He had the long activated one. That's why I'm saying everyone is different. And he went through hell. So if you lose your sense of smell, that is a sign of the COVID. Okay?
Mm.
If you're coughing and you're sneezing, that's a sign of the Omicron, whatever that's called. Okay?
Oh.
And there's a big difference. And then the other one is that Omicron, and especially with kids, won't last that long, hopefully. And then you got the COVID, which that's the one that can kill you. That's the one that goes into your lungs.
So and, I think she has the Omicron because she was coughing. Well, she did throw up and had a fever.
Then that's usually the – or it could have been a flu. You know, so
she never
had
a flu ever. She's never thrown up ever. And that's weird. And I know that is weird.
Well, you don't throw up from the Omicron. You just get a fever and nasal. It's all nasal. It's
well,
nasal
sorry,
problem.
I don't know what she has. But the fact is maybe she didn't have it. And then what if Johnny came and then she did get it? Or I don't know. I mean,
Johnny
listen to
should
Dale.
Not, Johnny should not go. I don't care as bad as you want to see Barbara, and you do. But you don't put other people's lives in danger, and that's what I'm saying. But anyway, do we have a phone call?
We sure do. It is area code 562. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Yvonne from California.
Hi, Yvonne. What part of California are you from?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. Okay. How's the diseases doing down there, sweetie?
It's pretty high out here. I'm in LA County, so it's going everywhere. Like, you know, it's pretty rapid. Yeah, a lot of people have it out here.
Okay, and what are your feelings? I'm curious. What are your feelings about it?
I'm just hoping, like everybody else, that it just goes away pretty soon. But it looks like it probably won't be very soon. But I hope it eventually goes away.
I'm sorry. Say again. I didn't hear you.
I'm hoping that the virus goes away.
You're fading out, honey.
She's hoping the virus
can
goes away.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can now. You're
yeah,
hoping
I was just
it
saying
will
I hope the virus goes away, go away, yeah.
Well, it's not going to go away for a very long time, maybe years. I mean, it's still going to
be...
You know, they don't have the right mixture to deaden it yet. But anyway, how can I help you?
Hi, yes. I was wondering about a financial reading to see if things get better for me in 2022.
Well, I can't do an overall reading like that without doing it in private consultation. So if you have a specific question, I'll be very glad to answer it.
Do you see me getting my SSI benefits?
Okay, what is that, Social Security?
Yes, it's for my disability. I have schizophrenia, so I'm hoping I get benefits.
Okay, are you trying to get disability, sweetheart?
Yes.
Have you contacted an attorney?
Yes, I have one now.
Okay, as long as you have an attorney, they will help you get it. Okay, I have friends that are trying to get it, and they don't have attorneys, and they won't get it. So as long as you have an attorney, you will, but it just will take longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Johnny,
thank
you want
ma'am.
To give out the number?
Yes, the number is 516-531-9874. Mm-hmm. Would you like to go to the next caller?
Sure.
Okay, area code 352, you are on the air.
Hello, everyone. This is Joanna in Florida. Happy New Year.
Hi,
Happy New Year.
Aloha.
Thank you.
How's it going over there, sweetie?
Oh, it's good. The weather is always up and down, which is typical Florida. You know, cold, windy, rainy, hot. So I'm going through a lot of that. I'm in North Central Florida.
Same with Hawaii. It's been going rainy, windy, cold, very cold at night, and very, very weird. But I'm in Nevada right now, so it's kind of really nice. It's been 50 degrees here, almost 60 degrees here, which is unheard of, you know, in the winter. So it's been crazily beautiful. Okay, how can I help you?
My question is, I've been having a lot of issues with my housing, and I just wanted to know if you saw that stabilizing and no further issues.
Okay,
I want to stay
where
I'm at.
Okay, so who's telling you you have to leave? Who is saying you have to leave?
Well, the office manager has been giving me a lot of issues because I used to live here with my ex, and he used to work in the office. So since we broke up, she's been trying every which way to evict me illegally. So she gave me a 3-day eviction notice, which is, it wasn't even legal. She gave me that today. I'm like, this is crazy. And I have my attorney on it. So.
Okay. Can you make friends with her? Is there a way to make friends with her?
No. No, that's not a possibility.
Cool. Okay. My question is, and that's who's above her?
I have reached out to the managing partner's ownership of who owns the apartments, and they have not responded to me whatsoever.
That is weird. Okay, best
yeah.
to do the attorney. You have to go with what's legal. I don't know Florida's law. I know in Nevada it could be 5 days notice. So what about in Florida? What's a legal notice?
Well, the issue, they can do that, but the issue is if your rent is late, you can pay a $50 late fee, and then after it's 15 days late, it's a $100 late fee. So my rent was 1 day late, and she went straight from 1 day late to 3-day eviction, which I said, that's not legal. She can't do that.
That's not legal. She would just have to follow protocol, and I would get on the internet and look things up as well, because that's not legal. Why is she trying to get you out? That makes no sense.
Because she's showing favoritism towards my ex. He used to work here.
And where is he working now?
He's living somewhere else, but he's trying to come back here. She's moving him back in a few more months, but a different apartment. And I have a no contact on him. So she's doing everything purposely, in other words. And I've alerted everybody, you know, on the case. So.
Okay, let me ask you, why do you have a no contact on him? What has he done to you?
There was domestic violence in the house.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
You just have to watch your P's and Q's. And I would say, I know it's hard to find a place to live anywhere, but if you could get the hell out of there, I would.
I'm trying
I would. Because I see you finding something, and I see it.
Oh, great.
How many bedrooms do you have now?
One. I only need one.
Okay. Look for one or a studio, whatever, and get the hell out of there, because eventually they're going to win. Or they're going to do underhanded stuff, and you get it out. I wouldn't be talking about the ex. I wouldn't be involved in it. I would just kind of go about your business. I know it took me 3 months in Nevada to find a place to live, and that was being on the phone 8 hours a day. So
I'm sorry. I was hoping maybe March, April, I would be able to find another place.
Why are you waiting so long?
Well, it's got to do with the funding, and I have a voucher. I have a Section 8 voucher. And with my funding as well. So I would want to transfer that to another property.
Are they taking in any Section 8 people at all?
You just have to fund the other property to transfer it. Housing here has been very, very hard. I've been trying for months to find, another location.
It's hard everywhere, sweetheart. Do you know of a place that would be a little bit farther out, that would be, because I see you getting something not by the city, but a little bit farther out.
Yes, I'm open to anything. I'm open to moving to a different city altogether. I'm very open. I want to leave.
Okay. You will find something. Just stay on it. And leave these people alone. Don't cause trouble. Let your attorney handle everything. And just be done with it.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
God bless you, sweetheart. Good luck.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Okay. This
nice
world
person.
Is just, yes, this world is nothing, Barbara, like, I don't know. I don't understand
I know.
Your daughter's, I don't understand your daughter's family that doesn't want shots. I don't understand
I
that at all. Those are the people that are dying. At least they
wow.
are here.
I just keep asking about the father and the mother because the kids, they just seem like it was just a mild flu. And the parents, you know, are going through hell. And they never say anything. Oh, I don't know. I haven't asked. You know, oh, my gosh. Do they even
well.
Know? I'm thinking, I am so glad I got vaccinated because I'd be laying here wondering who's going to bring me a glass of water and trying to get a hold of my daughter who's just on her Xbox and didn't get my messages. You know what I mean? Because they don't even
your
care.
Daughter,
I don't know what world they're in. I just don't know.
I know. It's a different world. Barbara, is your daughter still dating this guy?
Yes. It's a very strict family as far as other things.
Okay, does he wear a mask? Does he
yes. Well,
have
he doesn't in the home, no. While they're mm-hmm. in the home, no.
No, in
while
the home,
they're
but
visiting in the home, no. But.
Okay, you got to watch this because she will come down with the virus very badly because of this family. I can tell you that right now.
Well, she has
I mean,
it right now.
Yeah,
she
but
has
it's not
it.
Bad.
And it's she's over the hump. So you're thinking,
yeah.
Okay, this is my question, which I don't think we've covered ever. My question is how much time after they have, you know, said, oh, I think I had COVID, can they detect if they have had it?
One day.
Like forever? I don't get it.
No. One day. That's what I don't understand. I've really researched it. The nose and the cotton is to see if you have COVID one day. And give you an idea, my chiropractor's mother, she was 85, and she was at someone who didn't believe in masks at her hairdresser, and she got the COVID, okay? So they took her in the hospital, and they checked her, and they said, okay, you have COVID. 3 days later, she didn't have COVID. 5 days
oh.
later, she died. She died.
Okay?
Oh, okay. So I'm telling you right
so
now, it doesn't stay in the body. After 7 days, it's gone. That's why they have you in quarantine. Now,
so
I'm worried about
know.
You.
Oh,
no,
Dale,
you won't.
But
yes.
I looked it up for the school because she was missing
uh-huh.
school, and I needed to know the rules. And there is no criteria. They don't have to show a negative test or a positive to a negative or anything to come back to school, high school.
That's crazy.
In Orange County.
Okay.
So that is how it keeps going. And that's what's happening is that the children now are getting it from the parents who do not believe in the vaccine or did not. And
right.
then they recycle so easily back into school. And I don't think many people are really examining that, do you?
I don't know. All I can say, I don't have kids, so I don't know. But if it were me and I did have a kid, I would homeschool them. That's what I would do. I mean, I just
well,
wouldn't
I'm thinking
take a
about
chance.
That. I'm thinking about that.
Not,
and, okay.
She'll put up a fight, though, because she wants to be with her boyfriend. So I don't know what to tell you. And
no,
you're dealing.
He doesn't even go, Dale. Not
oh, okay.
at all the case because he is homeschooled. He does everything online. This year and part
okay.
of last year, she's never known, and they don't even go to the same district school anyway.
Okay, Barbara, I would say homeschool her till this wave goes away and you see what happens.
Because she hasn't even gone 2 weeks without seeing him. She sees him every Sunday, and she couldn't this last weekend because everybody was so sick. Well, then that's a whole week after vacation of missing school. And so now she has to go to Saturday school. I looked it up. She doesn't have to show anything. I mean, Dale, they should have to show a clear.
I know, but you're talking to the wrong person. I can't do anything about it.
Okay.
You got to talk to the school system.
You told me that Priscilla and I, we will not get COVID. I did not get it. And
she
I don't know if she got it or not. So we won't know what strain.
No, she doesn't have it. She has Omicron. But now that Omicron has come into the picture, a lot more people are going to get it that didn't get COVID. But they're not going to die from it. And she'll be, you know, is she over the hump already?
Oh, yeah. She's over the hump. Now she's acting like, you know, sick probably. But she's been sleeping all day. But, damn.
That's normal.
She
That's normal.
Probably doesn't want to go back after missing that much.
No, Barbara.
Out of place.
No. With the COVID and with the Omicron, that's the only thing you do is sleep. Richard slept for a whole month. That's what you do.
Yeah, because she's usually out the door. She's a doer. She's out the door visiting, somebody across the way.
Barbara, have you taken her temperature?
Oh, we did, yes, and she always does it herself. She's good at she's done that for years. And she had one, but this was last been
okay, Barbara,
no temperature for a few days now. Yes.
Barbara, you have to take it. This is what I do with Richard. You take it every day, and you got to take her oxygen level. There is a little machine you get at Walmart. It's a tiny little machine, and she puts her finger in there, and she does the oxygen, and it has to be 90.
Yeah. My mom had to do that, like, many times a day because she had the IPF.
Okay, but you're not hearing me. 90 and above. You should take it in the morning and evening. Yes.
Okay.
Morning and evening.
Okay.
So do you think
I'm doing the right thing by not having her go right, making her force her go right back into school to infect people,
okay,
maybe?
You're not listening.
But just to,
you're not listening. Homeschooler.
I mean, so far, before I got your advice, I mean, are you glad that I have kept her in here quarantined?
Yes.
Are you glad?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what
and
I
you
thought
can't
as a good person
on.
Is doing.
You can't pass it on to Johnny. You guys should not be seeing each other, but it's up to you. You do what you want. Johnny's so
Maybe
excited
Johnny
about seeing
didn't know. Did you know this, Johnny? Mm-hmm. I forgot
no,
if
what?
I told you or not. That Priscilla
no,
was ill. Oh, yeah. So he didn't know.
Okay, well, Johnny, time to rethink things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, not the time.
Okay, do you want the next caller now?
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh. Yeah.
Text area code 602, you're on the air.
Oh, that's Arizona.
Hello.
Hi. And this
is Evelyn from Phoenix. Evelyn from Phoenix?
Hi, how's the weather out there in Phoenix?
Oh, I think it's just wonderful right now.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Is it warm?
It's a little nippy in the morning, a little nippy in the evening, but during the day, it's just beautiful. Perfect weather. Well,
okay.
I think so anyway.
Okay. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Okay. I kind of got a question regarding applying for new jobs. I'm employed right now. Do you see me staying with the company I'm at only in either in a call center or in the corporate offices? If not, do you see me doing something else with another company, like in a call center?
I see you in a call center. I can't differentiate which company. Whichever one that makes you happiest and you make the most money, that's the one you should be with.
Okay,
but
well, the one I would make more money would probably be with the company I'm with now.
Then stay there.
Right now I work in retail, but it would be in the call center part of it or in the corporate where payroll or something.
I see you in the call center. I definitely see you in the call center.
Do you see me working from home?
Boy. That can be. If you put it out there, there's a good opportunity that can happen. In fact, probably 70 to 80% of us are going to be working from home. With all that's
well,
going on.
Well, I know
on
a lot of them are already.
Right. Well, you have an option. I wouldn't be going in. Where do you work? What company?
It's grocery retail.
Oh, okay. Well, has anybody gotten the virus there where you're at?
Nope. Well, okay. Not with the ones that I'm actually around. I think there's a couple that have, whether they tested positive or not. But for us, if we feel sick or have any symptoms, they quarantine us for 10 days automatically. We have to call our medical line or whatever it's called, and they all you have to do is have one or two symptoms, and you're out of work for 10 days, 2 weeks.
Do they pay you for that?
You get a one-time pay. So if you call out more than one time, you will not get paid again. So you better either have sick pay or vacation pay to cover yourself if you're out. And they don't ask us for tests either. They just tell you to, you know, if you say you're throwing up, oh, you're out for 10 days, which works out to about 2 weeks, you're out of work.
Well, there's a new thing where they just pluck the people that have the illness out of the situation. Okay. What they do is, you know, then they leave the rest of the people in. So that seems to be working okay. But I still see you working at a call center in the future.
Okay. Because I was hopefully within the next 2-3 months I could transfer out. I'm just, because I'm on my feet all day long. I'm no spring chicken. Well, and I'm just tired of standing and actually dealing with people in my face.
Why don't you ask them? The whole world is asking for people to work. If not there, you can get another job somewhere else. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're having a hard time keeping people coming to work.
Well,
a lot of them are calling out sick. Whether they're sick or not,
right.
I don't know.
Well, a lot of people just don't want to work anymore. I don't know how anybody's paying their rent or what's going on. And the government.
I know. That's what I'm saying. How do people get by? I mean, I have to work. I mean, if I don't go to my job, my bills aren't getting paid.
I don't understand. It's just, it's like a lot of people are looking for other jobs. So you might want to do the same thing. There's more money out there and they're hiring people with no experience and no training. So I know where I live in Nevada.
Well, I find this other job, and it's like it's processing insurance claims with the company.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out that I applied, and I thought it was going to be at least $18 an hour. But when I called them and set up for an interview and stuff, it was only $15.50. And then I make more than that now. So it's like, are they going to? Well, yeah.
Stay where you're at and open your mouth and ask if you can work at home.
Yeah. Do you see that it's something that I would have to go through HR, or should I call someone I know and her name would be Kay? Do you think call HR or call this person I know, Kay? She's a district manager. Do you think she would be my go-to person?
All right, that's all I'm going to answer for you because I'm not doing a full reading. I would call Kay. Okay,
sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Happy New Year. Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, okay, Barbara.
It's so funny, though, when she said, about the people who were calling in. But I bet a lot of people take that 1 week paid sick time. Maybe they got vaccinated, but they still want to get that extra paid week off. I'm sure everybody is doing that. I mean, what do you think about that?
I don't think everybody. There are workaholics, you know, but I think a lot of people are taking that time off so that they can look around at other jobs and see what else is available.
Don't you think she should do that? That might be great.
No, she's fine where she's at. She's fine. She's making very good money. She's fine where she's at. She can just basically ask them to, if she can work at home, you know, just ask. But let's go back to you, okay?
Okay.
John,
it gets
Johnny.
Old, you know, working at home. That's
Johnny,
about me.
John, do you understand? Well, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but do you understand that the chances of you getting a virus or whatever because of her daughter being around people that are sick and all that stuff. It's not a good time to go right now. Do you understand
that?
Well,
I wouldn't be going now. I'd be going after my birthday in May.
That's May.
Yes.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen in May. It's only January.
I know. I'm going to wait, but I'm thinking that it's going to, by then, everybody would have gotten it, and then everybody would have been immune to it. So it also...
No, not... It can mutate and become something else, Johnny. Don't make up stuff. No.
It's really crazy out there.
It is. It's very bad. It's very bad out there.
I think because I stay in all the time, and I don't socialize ever. As you guys know, you ask me all the time, what do? I didn't do anything. I didn't go to around crowds for the last four holidays. I have not flown either. So I really cut back on all of that stuff. And look at, I am not getting it. And I could, if I was flying, if I was around five children a day, you know, being that mom that drives around. No, I stay in. I do not see people. Actually, I feel like I'm a hermit. I feel like I am one of those introvert type people. What are they called? Like a secluded. What do they call themselves? I am a recluse. I'm a recluse.
Yes. Well, Richard
and I feel like that. I am one. Oh, gosh. And then you start to feel weird when you go out. I don't like it, you guys.
Richard and I, hello. Richard and I, we go, I don't put fear in my head for this bullshit for what's going on, because then you manifest it. I don't want to manifest it. I go out, but I don't mingle among people. Like today, we went swimming.
No.
Nobody was in the pool.
Yeah.
And we went to eat at a restaurant. Nobody was there. I mean, you know, hello. I mean, but we try to keep it at a minimal. We don't do big scenes and go with a lot of people.
Yeah. But I feel like there's no events anymore, and I have all of these clothes, and I just am wearing my jeans and T-shirts and my flannels and my comfortables and my Ugg boots.
That's comfortable.
And I'm thinking, am I ever going to wear these fabulous clothes again?
Of course you will. Yes, you will. Look, I'm in thermals right now, and I love it. You know, what I feel bad about right now, all my DJ friends in Hawaii are getting laid off because they said that there's no people can't promote the restaurants because nobody's going to them. And then I'm worried about my husband.
I didn't even know they had that many DJs in one area. That how many? How many?
No, 20. 20.
Oh, 20. Well, that still seems like how many radio stations, but maybe everybody, like five people per station, all the
right. And there's more to come. There's more to come. You have to understand, Hawaii is a major radio place, or was a major radio place. So now they're doing just music on the radio, and there's no DJs, you know. They're just doing the computer stuff. So, I mean, these guys are going to be out of work. And then that suffers from the TV shows because there's nobody having the morning show. I was wondering why we get Hawaii Station here and there's no morning show. And it's just like, what's going on? I mean, it's...
nobody's working.
But I don't want to put the fear in myself or Richard not to go anywhere. Because
I don't either.
You will manifest.
I actually like it. And I'm sorry for the people that have fallen ill and passed away. But I do like the seclusion part of this whole thing because I feel like I'm able to get stuff that is like I need to detail, my new details where I've been able to organize and fine-tune and purge and just work on myself. Because I don't have the distractions of all that other stuff. I mean, I was invited to four Christmas parties. People are still doing it. But I didn't even go to one, you guys. I did not go because I cannot afford downtime.
I see that. And I'm the same way. I don't want the downtime, okay? And it's just like I go out. I just got into this thing about yoga to do it on YouTube. I mean, they have somebody guiding you, so not being around people.
Yes.
So I bought a yoga mat. So, I mean, you know, it's just like the good advantage of the virus is we all kind of tend to redo our lives and think, gee, what we might want to be doing in the future. And that's the good part, because there's been a lot of very wealthy people that have come out of this virus rethinking life.
And I keep on inventing more things. And you said my invention was something to go for. I dropped the other idea because of you. Really, Dale, seriously, I did. Because then when you also ponder more on it, with your advice, you're thinking, yeah, my intuition is saying that's not going to work. She's right, you know. And that
I don't remember what the invention was, Barb.
I never did disclose the invention because I
that's
have not
good reason.
Even
okay.
started
that
on
would
it,
be a
like
good...
patenting and all that.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Okay, Johnny, do we have any more calls or what's going on?
We sure do. 916, you're on the air.
Oh, that's my neck of the woods. Hello.
Aloha. Hello, thank you for taking my call. Aloha. Well, from where I'm from, it's half a day.
Are you in Sacramento?
I am.
Let me tell you
but,
a story
I mean,
about
but,
yeah.
But I'm Islander, so I also say half a day. That's why I say that. But anyways, yes, I'm from Sacramento.
Okay, I want to tell you something about Sacramento. Sacramento just won the Powerball, half of it anyway, $322 million. Are you aware of it?
Yep. Yeah,
okay,
it's
but
about 10 minutes south of me.
Oh, God. I tell you, this is funny. I couldn't get up to Lake Tahoe, the California side, because of the weather, to buy some tickets. So my girlfriend lives in Sacramento, and I told her to go buy some tickets. I said, go to 7-Eleven. She goes, oh, I don't want to go to 7-Eleven. It's too far, because she had the Omicron. Okay, so fine. I mean, I don't have a choice. So she went, and guess what? I manifested the Powerball to go to Sacramento, and it hit at 7-Eleven.
That guy's happy with you.
Whoever he is. Okay, how can I help you?
So I was calling for a reading, and I was just wondering if you can sense anything in terms of relationships, love life. I'm single right now, but I think I'm ready and stable, I believe, and I just want to see if there's anything out there at all, if anything.
You are stable. You are ready, but in the situation of all these viruses, are you going to meet someone online, or how are you doing it?
Well, I'm going out and about, guys. I'm vaccinated. I've gone to 3 concerts. I've traveled to Guam and back. I'm active. I'm not in fear. I'm healthy. I go to the gym.
Well, you probably are one of those that give the virus to people.
Well, whether you're vaccinated or not, you're giving it no matter what. So.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know, I do see you with somebody, but you're fussy. You're very fussy. You'll check the nails. You'll check the wallet. You'll check the intelligence factor of the person. You don't want to be with just anybody.
The intelligence is the main one. That's like the main one. It's like,
I know
do
that.
You, what's the word? You know, like, do you invigorate me? You know what I mean?
You like that, and what you do, what you've been doing, which is really neat, when you do travel the world and you're meeting all the right people, you have like a checklist in your brain of what you want, what you don't want. So I do see you involved with somebody in the future, and I do see you being happy, and I feel you're ready. You're more than ready. And the initial of the person, the initials of the name is D, like dog, and R, like Robert. So I see those are the initials I see you getting involved with, and I see you being very happy.
Do you have
where
like
you
a
planning
time frame?
To go, like... Where are you planning to go next?
Well, I'm based in Sacramento. I just got back from Guam. So I don't know. I mean, I've been trying to get active. I do dancing. I'm actually outside of my dancing class right now. We start in a couple of minutes, and I'm just trying to get active and do things.
Well, hey, sky's the limit. You are active. You are going to do things. You always get what you want. Hang in there.
Okay. Do you have a time frame? Is it 2 months or 10 months? Do you have
a chance? We're not going to on the time, but I could say for you within the year.
Within the year. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate the kind reading.
Yeah, and you're a real sweet person. What month are you born at, actually? What month?
December.
I thought so. The Sagittarius?
Not cusp. I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn Sag. They love to travel, love to do things, very flighty, have good fun. They don't let much get them down. You're really good.
Oh, thank you very much. Do you have a way to contact you outside of Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah. Yes. 80, you have a pen or what?
Oh, okay. With a website.
Or,
okay,
you know,
sure.
I can have Johnny text you
okay.
My phone number, okay? Johnny, would you do that?
He wanted your website. It's DaleSheer.com.
Yeah, well, it's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Sheer. SCHEAR.com.
Got it. I have that written down there.
Okay. You have a good one.
Yeah,
I have a good day, sweetie. Okay.
You too.
And
you
I'm
have a blessed
you
night.
Right
now.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
What time?
Oh, bye now.
I'm texting him the number right now.
Well, that's
great.
Wonderful. Awesome. I like that guy. He's super smart. He's on top of things. He's a doer. You know what? When you want something done, you always ask the busy person. Like, he's ready to go into dance class, but yet he has time to call the psychic on a live radio show, right? I love it. I do love it. And he's going to call you, and that's great. And everybody should do that, but he is doing it. So, hey, everybody, that's what a doer does.
Anyway, what I want to say for us and your daughter is you have to have a talk with her, but at the same token, don't let it get you down, Barb. Just don't. And don't manifest it, because if we do manifest it, we will get it. And you understand what I mean by manifesting it.
Oh, yeah, but I already felt comfortable. I already knew she was going to be okay by what you said. You know, it wasn't just specifically you won't get it. You're not going to die from COVID, I think, was the actual prediction. She's not going to die from it. I'm not going to. But it's nice to not be sick.
That's right. The sickness problem's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
I watched my husband go through it. Oh, my God.
I know. I did not know that he had it for an entire year. Did you guys know that that was what he has that whole year?
Yes, because he has the long-term COVID, which periodically it pops up, and he's tired, you know? So, I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, he had
it's like
it from
chronic COVID.
Yeah, he has a chronic COVID. They're the long-timers, the long-haul ones, you know?
And some people do, too, which we should mention, though, since we talked a lot about COVID. Everybody, don't just think, oh, I'm going to make it through it. Because there's the aftermath. A lot of people have this joint pain. They have that exhaustion going on for the rest. They don't know. Maybe it will be for the rest of their life. It hasn't gotten better for them in 6 months. I watched those too. So you are actually risking quite a lot when you do not get vaccinated. I am for vaccination. Why not? I mean, I got vaccinated with everything else. Why do I not get vaccinated for this horrible thing?
Well, I am so into the vaccines. You know, I just don't understand people who aren't. You know, I just like, but to each their own. If they, what's been happening, and they make a point on TV of saying, oh, so-and-so landed in the hospital, and they didn't get vaccinated, and they died. I mean, you know, I'm just so used to hearing that.
My ex-fiance died.
Your ex-fiance what?
He passed away, and that was only a couple of years after we broke up. I mean, I did let you guys know, and it's hard to remember everybody's specific thing, but he did die of COVID, but he was a vet. And I want to warn the vets out there that when he would go in and out of the hospital, the vet hospital, that's where they think that he got it.
Oh, weird. You just don't know where you get it, you know? You don't know.
Could be any hospital, though. I mean, remember when it was full and people couldn't go to the hospital?
Well, it's that way now. They're telling people to stay home. My cousin needs a hip replacement, and she can't get it because they're telling her stay home for 3 months, and she lives in New Jersey, you know? So what can I say? Okay, Johnny,
well,
do you have anything?
Is it as bad as it used to be?
We sure do. Area code 917.
I'm sorry. I'll ask the question at the end. Okay.
Sorry. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi,
who's
this? Hi.
It's Stacy. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Stacy, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Cool. Okay, how can I help you? And where are you calling from?
Yes. I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
I'm looking to go back to school. Yes, ma'am. I plan on going back to school to complete my master's MBA. I'm sorry, I'm
okay,
going back to school to complete my master's.
All right, question.
Huh?
Why don't you have a New York accent? You have a Southern accent. I don't get that.
Oh, wow. It is a New York accent. I mean, that was my dad is from Georgia. I was here back in November.
Okay. Well, you brought some of that with you because I detected that immediately, the southern part of you. But I was born in Jersey, so, you know, I know the New York accent, and I was a telephone operator. So I used to really listen to the accents. But, you know, I see you getting a PhD. We're going to go skip that master's. But I do see you getting a PhD in the future, and I see you helping a lot of people. So what do?
Wow, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So I'd like to go back to my master's, and I plan to go in this summer I can start, or I can wait until the fall to start.
I would go now. Okay, go
mm-hmm.
as soon as possible, whenever the opportunity presents itself. What are you looking to get the master's in?
Possibly business administration.
If we have any businesses left. I mean, it's so crazy with what's going on. Why do I get you in the medical field? What's up with that?
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about going into the medical field. So I'm torn, okay, because I would like to go into, if I go into the medical field, I would get my nursing degree.
Okay.
And work on the administration side or either go to school for nursing anesthesiology. So,
okay, that's
but
your belong. No, that is where you belong. That. And
nursing anesthesiology, okay.
Yes, and if you need something to tide you over, you can do phlebotomy, which is less than a 2 month course, you know, if you have to. But I could just say this, you don't belong in business because the way things are going, they're hiring and firing and hiring and firing in business. It's irrational, so it's not a stable position. And businesses are just like you turn around and they're getting rid of Macy's portions of it, and they're lowering the hours on 34th Street, which is ridiculous. And you know, it's all crazy. Go with the medical field where they need you so badly. It's pathetic.
Okay. So I can stick with the nursing anesthesiology. Okay. I'll look into that as soon as possible.
You have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
ma'am. Okay.
Oh.
Boy, they're calling in from all over, huh? Well, Johnny, let me give out my phone number one time for a private consultation. You can call me at 808-372-1816, 808-372-1816, or you can go Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, SCHEAR.com. Okay?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
Johnny, what
do you have been from everywhere? And
all
it's
right.
been a great night so far.
The next one is area code 360. You're on the air.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hi, who's
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Who's this? I'm sorry?
Hold on, let me take you off speaker. I'm sorry. My name is Bo.
Bo, love it.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Yes.
We're doing great, but you've got to talk slower.
Okay.
All right.
I just
Where
took
are
it off speakerphone,
from?
Too. So. I'm
right.
calling
Where are
from
calling
Vancouver,
from?
Washington.
Okay.
Vancouver.
Not from that area at all. Is that near Seattle?
Yes, uh-huh. Very
well,
close to.
Well.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, I just lost my sister-in-law to a suicide about a month and a half ago. Uh-huh. And she's my brother's wife. I'm here in Washington helping my brother, you know, with some of, you know, emotional support.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and I kind of called for that reason. I wanted maybe to see what kind of message you could give me, maybe, or I don't know, maybe a...
Well, it's kind of too soon when they passed away so early. You said about a month. Usually we wait about 6 months to get any sort of reaction, because what happens is they're confused. I just had a friend die, just dropped dead right after the gym. So, I mean, you know, they're confused.
Really?
And they have to get oriented. They have to get oriented. So I don't have any information on that. But it's rough on your brother, and you need to be there for him, and he's going to be all right. He will be all right.
Uh-huh. And what about I use a pendulum, and I had gotten a little bit of an answer, kind of, but
you're talking too fast.
Okay.
Dan, your speech.
So you say wait
life.
About 6 months, huh?
Yes, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. She said she was using a pendulum.
We have another one, but I don't know if it's a person. I mean, let's see if I put this person through.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
I just heard someone hang up, so I guess.
Yeah, that's all that we've got. So,
okay.
But that's good because we ran through the hour, which is good.
That's really good,
mm-hmm.
Johnny. Real good. Super good. So
I announced it on my messenger with individual people. I sent the phone number while we were on air, while you were with somebody. I put on air our phone number, calling for you. Yeah, and I think that it just – people are getting smart where they're not just, like, piling up before the show, having to wait. You know, they're just calling during the show, which –
That's good.
It always is
okay,
happening
now. Okay,
you
want to do the shout-out, Barbara, so I can go eat?
Sure. It's that time, everybody. But, gosh, that went by so quickly, and it was great. And thank you, callers, for calling in. And thank you so much, Dale, once again. And you have such great, great, not just your readings, but you are very educated in most everything. And I was just... You know, when I was just confused this hour, what was that?
That comes from helping people for 25 years and going through everything I could possibly go through. It's very rare that I'm stumped with anything, but when I am, I pay attention.
I really noticed it. And when we were listening, I just was thinking how grateful I am. And I'm sure Johnny is too, for
mm-hmm.
you, and how wonderful this,
you guys
you know, your
sweet.
Show, you know, Friday, Psychic Friday Night with Dale
mm-hmm.
Shear has just become such a favorite of people's, and I
well,
love
I just
doing
to tell you
it.
This, you're one of my favorite people. I feel like you're my sister. I worry about you, and I think that you are the sweetest person in the world. And then we have Johnny, who's a doll, and he tries so hard to make things happen for us. And you two are a good team.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What about Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Richard's here.
On Psychic Friday, we always have
yeah.
Psychic Richard.
I'm still here.
I forgot about Richard momentarily. He's here.
How could
I'm
you
here.
Forget And we are both Washingtonians and the last caller. I know that Richard was thinking what I was thinking. Oh, Barbara knows about that. And I'm thinking, oh, Richard knows about that. But I wanted to say, Richard, it is sad, though. There is a high rate of suicide in, well, more towards the northwestward.
That's
because
it rains.
Dreary.
It rains.
Okay, that's
so
depressing. It rains. There is medication for that. I just forgot what the name of it is.
Can but there's something else for that. There's something more easy to just do. My mom was prescribed this. You get a light table, you know, what photographers look at slides on. Okay, you get one of those. It has to be that kind of light. And just sit by it for 10 minutes a day. Your brain actually needs this kind of light for a vitamin.
Yes.
It's a deficiency. Yes. And that will
it's a
do
D3.
It. And then that's better than taking things, you know.
That's D3. And then the other thing is move. That's the best
and
thing
move,
I can tell
which
anybody.
She did. Yes. That is a good
anybody.
Way to heal. Move.
Anybody that
I,
lives
I
in
had
Washington.
To. Dale, it was too much. It was just so dreary. I did not belong there.
I know. I can't listen. If it rains, I get really depressed. So in Nevada, what's so wonderful in Nevada and Hawaii, we have sun 360 days out of the year. So it's wonderful.
And Richard's happy with that as well, being from Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the great Northwest. Spokane's not like that, though, right, Richard? I mean, you have the major four. You have the snow, you have the really hot summer. But Seattle, it can be dreary for days. We had it out here today. And, you know, it's just been fine to have it out here in California. But when you have it every single day and maybe you're already down and it's just dreary, you do get very depressed.
Yeah.
You can't.
I forgot the name of the drug they use, but maybe somebody will remind me. But all
well,
I can
let
say
us
is that,
know. Post it on
no,
Life
forgot.
After Happiness group page on Facebook, if you remember, please.
If I remember. I can just say the best thing would be to move, M-O-V-E. If you live in Oregon or Washington, get the heck out of there, as beautiful as it is. I mean, get to the sun.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
I can say one thing here. I'll interject, if you don't mind. I remember the time we had 42 straight days of rain in Seattle.
Wow.
More they had that in Hawaii too. We had 40 days of rain.
I mean,
yeah, but
rain.
It's like you're walking in a spa, Dale. In Hawaii, it rains, and you're like, oh my gosh, it feels so good.
No,
I feel like I'm in a spa with perfect tropical.
No,
climate.
You got the wrong Hawaii. It's been pouring like cats and dogs in Hawaii. Richard was the one that said, we got to get out of here because we're just going to, you know, it's just the earth's going to fall out from under.
Turned to mush. I mean, it's falling.
Yeah, and he was right. But one of the houses down the road just collapsed. I mean, you know, it's just, it's really, when it rains in Hawaii, it rains. We're talking about.
Great for them.
Rain. But anyway,
ours was just dreary drizzle, you know, every day. But I'm sorry for the Hawaiian people that are going through this.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh. But your quest for your Hawaiian vacation seems to get squashed at every corner, you guys. Wow.
Every time we try, right now, there's 3,600 people that have the virus in Hawaii. That is not good. And they've had five deaths, which is, you know, not that bad. But still, I don't want to get sick from that garbage. I'm done.
And it's melting.
So
and why would you want to go when it's rainy?
I'm not.
Yeah.
But
I
want to go.
I'm just saying in general.
Oh, in general, to catch the 16, 18-foot waves, that's, you know, you still shoot.
So they're still going out there for the surfing?
Oh, God, yeah, I would love it. But this is the first time I've seen the high wave action, you know, in a while. So, whatever. I'm not going anywhere at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get a new bed.
Ooh, what kind?
I don't know, but it costs $1,000. But I'm sleepy.
Like memory foam?
No, no, no. It has what is that? Gel? It has gel or something on it.
Gel memory.
No, it's no memory. Oh, I don't know. I tried every bed because I was tired of buying beds and then you spend all this money and you can't sleep. And then I finally found one I liked. So it's a keeper.
And you're sleeping really well?
Better. I'm sleeping better.
Oh, I love that. It's so important. I love it when you crawl in and you're just like, oh, I couldn't wait to get into my bed. And you get in and it's so cozy. It's such a very big part of your life. Make it great, everybody. It's important.
All right. Can we hang up now? I got to eat.
All right.
You
good
go
night, everyone.
Eat and enjoy it. And Happy New Year. And what a great
happy
way to start the new year with Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear and Richard. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Thank you, Johnny. Aloha. Thank you, Johnny, very much for everything you do, and I appreciate you very much as well. And everybody, you could hear this show and get all those wonderful links that we, you know, we suggest throughout the hour on our YouTube channel tonight, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And make sure you come by if you remember anything like Dale. She has something to remember to share on our Facebook page, Life, Laughter, Happiness Group on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, Twitter and Instagram. Am I forgetting anything, Johnny?
Nope.
Okay.
You're not.
So thank you, NTGIF. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.